KBW. KFW, KB4CBA. And how are you this afternoon, sir?
Man, I'm off and awesome. Off of work. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Just glad to be headed to the house. How about you? I know you're going to play tennis.
Lucky guess. But you're right, I am. Wow, I tell you, this line backed up here at the traffic light on Rutherford Road where it intersects Wade Hampton is just unbelievable. Seems like it gets longer every day. And, it is backed up. In one lane, inside lane is backed up to the bottom of the hill. It'll take them three or four lights to get through this intersection.
Right there, there's three red lights there on Wade Hampton and the one on Edwards Road, and that is just ridiculous. When I used to travel that Edwards Road all the time, you hit it about 4:30, 5 o'clock, man, you're going to be there about four or five red lights.
4:30, when I worked, I would have been working at 4:30. where the heck are all these people coming from? I don't get this. But anyway, oh man, what I do is I instead of going to Edwards Road, I need to go that direction toward the mall, and I actually turn right on Wade Hampton and go up to Watson Road, which is a light just beyond Texas Roadhouse, and I turn left on Watson, and then I have a couple of choices. I can go left or right, but anyway, and that way I don't get snarled up and all that. Traffic. Plus the fact that you missed the railroad tracks too. You never know what the trains are going to be doing.
Yeah, it's stuck between trains. Done that before. But every time I go up Watson, then I can't make a left. It's hard to make a left.
You got stuck. Okay. So you were stuck between the upper track and the lower track. Gotta suck, you know. And sometimes I don't think they do it there, but when you if you come on up Rutherford Road, they'll actually on one side stop and just block the intersection, and they might be there an hour or two. I don't know what they're doing, but I guess they're loading or something. I don't know, but. They'll have two or three intersections blocked on Rutherford Road, and they can do that. I mean they're the railroad. What are you gonna do?
Move them out of the way. But boy, if you ever catch one there late at night, man, he's hauling down through there. I bet they're doing 50.
They're moving right along. I guess that's one of the main lines. I really don't know. I know they're split there, but I think they come together eventually on down. It's funny, on Rutherford, there's two tracks on the left, there's two on the right, and there used to be one that went across the road. They finally quit using that one. And they pulled the rails up, and because that was always a real bad bump, and I don't know what they use it for, but they quit using it. Thank goodness.
Isn't it back when we were in school? Best I can remember.
You're headed home
north of north of Greer on 29. I'm almost coming up here another mile on Gap Creek Road.
On an average road now, so it's pretty much a straight shot until I get to Pelham, and then I'll try and get down Pelham to Patewood and Patewood to what is that road called? Antrim Drive. And I'll be there at the sports club then. But that's the route I take. I don't know one that's quicker from Taylor's.
It would be quicker unless you went down there to that light right there by the Publix and took a left, or the light after the Publix and took a left. Maybe that might be quicker, but I know the way you're going, that's the way Mama goes.
Something today I have never seen. I've seen people that were handcuffed, you know, already handcuffed on the side of the road, you know, by the police, but I have never actually seen an arrest. I watched a guy and a woman being handcuffed, and I understand that she—I don't know what—they're both homeless, and she's always beating up on the guy. Go figure. So. And I don't know what the deal was. I just know that they were arrested. This was in Greer. And I was sitting there getting my hair cut, and I had a front row seat.
Yeah, there's no telling what you might see in Greer. I know they were working the interstate pretty hard today. I must have saw 10 on the interstate just from Gossett Road to 29.
Evidently, the people there at the stylist shop there, it's called the Palace. It's right there, if you know where the clock is on Poinsett. And evidently these two are regular troublemakers, and everybody around there knows them. And it was just interesting to watch them being handcuffed. I've just never seen that done.
Good tonight.
Danny Reagan says on the Blue Bloods, he says, you get three hots and a cod.
Yeah, they're better than they've been doing.
What about that? If you're homeless, you know, you don't have any money, they said the guy's always stealing. There's a cleaner's right across the street, and he's always stealing clothes from the cleaners. And, you know, so now at least they got a place to sleep. They'll be warm or comfortable, whatever temperature is going to be. And then they'll have something to eat. So they may have wanted to get arrested. So they knew they'd have something to eat tonight and a good place to sleep.
When they've been in jail for a while and then they get out and you just can't, you know, it's too hard to make it, and so they do something to get back in just because it was easier. And there's got to be something wrong with that.
Really sad. I've heard people say that, you know, they just feel better being in jail than they do out in public. You know, I don't understand that, but you know, I can't imagine being in jail. That'd be the last place I'd want to be. Not to mention I'm claustrophobic, so it wouldn't be a good experience for me.
They if they put you in there and threw away the key until it was time for you to get out, I think a lot of people would be different for them. I mean, you're making it just too easy. It's like being in a motel. You get to sleep warm, get your clothes, get your health care, go ahead and get you something to eat, get to play a little bit, exercise a little bit, maybe even teach you some things. So it's like, man, what a ripoff it is for the rest of us.
The only person I have to answer to is my wife, so and she's pretty much in charge, so you know, it's kind of like being in jail, but don't tell her I said that.
I don't know who she is.
Kind of listening in on the HT. I don't think she knows how to turn it on.
If she ever got her license.
Yeah, I talked to her about that, and I told her, I said, you know, the whole family just needs to get a ham radio license, and we just throw our cell phones away.
Right about that. And that it, I mean, more and more people are getting them every day.
Originally, that's why, that was one of the reasons I got my license. Phil, W4NGU, he was the one that encouraged me to get my ticket, but, you know, back then, back when I got mine was in the early, was 82, and, you know, cell phones hadn't come out yet, and you could make phone calls from your car on your radio, so, I thought that was really cool, so, that was one of the main reasons I wanted to, you know, get a 2-meter rig so I could do that.
Have a couple of nice radios for what a cell phone costs. And then once you got them, you got them. You don't have to keep paying that bill every month.
I remind my wife every now and then. She'll say, "Oh, I don't have a cell signal, or you're dropping out or something." And when she's talking to one of my daughters and our daughters, and she'll say, I tell you, just, you know, get your ham radio ticket, but throw those things away and you wouldn't have a problem communicating.
Pass the test. I mean, she's rode with you enough while you were talking on the radio to know all about it, right?
She's a lot smarter than I am, I'll tell you that. She wouldn't have any problem passing the test. She'd probably have to skim through the book, but she definitely wouldn't have any problem. And she's not really educated in electronics or anything, but she's just smart. I mean, she has a photographic memory.
That test and that, and then she got her ticket, and then you were calling her on the radio. She just didn't want to talk. She could just tell you she was in a bad spot, and there was a lot of static, and just couldn't get through.
What you do is you keep an old bag of like something that potato chips came in or something like that, and you hold it up to the mic, and you just start crinkling it and say, "Oh, you're breaking up. I can't hear you." KB4CBA.
N4TFW.
To RCL.
The station.
To RCL, this is Russell. Hey, guys, I was listening. David was going to ask you how your tennis game went last night. And was also going to ask you, with COVID, did they start doing online testing for the tickets, or you still go in person?
Okay. What was the last part of your question?
Have they started doing online testing for your ham license, or is it still doing it in person? I didn't know if they had started online with COVID or not.
I'm probably the one to be asking. But as far as I know, you still have to show up in person at the testing center over there, the Red Cross building. Morris Grove Road, where the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society meets, or it's where they used to meet. Heck, I don't know. I don't know where they meet now. But yeah, I think you have to be there in person.
KO4CKK.
4CBA.
Is this going to comment on the testing? I don't know about the online either. That's very interesting. I was liking to follow that. But the other night, I heard on this channel that the Red Cross building right now is not accessible until further notice.
I was remembering, I think someone told me that they moved to another location.
Not 100% sure where, and I may be wrong, but to that K2 unit, you might want to check on the net tonight at 9. You may be able to ask that question. They should be able to answer that then.
Ben, I appreciate the information.
Somebody. I said that would be a good idea.
That I appreciate the information, guys.
4CKK monitoring.
Let me see if I got it. Okay, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm at the sports club, and I am going to warm up a little bit and see if I can get a tennis ball here. And I'll be here till probably 8 o'clock tonight or later. But anyway, 73s, and everybody have a good evening. KB4CBA, clear.
Sounds good, David. Good luck on your game tonight. K2RCL, clear.
RCL, KO4CKK. This is Mark.
Mark, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. How about yourself? I wasn't trying to jump on y'all's conversation, but I actually went to an online meeting the other night with Bars, and that came up.
Oh, I appreciate it. I think I actually jumped in the middle of David's conversation there when they were talking about it just to see. I've tried to convince my wife to go and test, but she don't want to get out with COVID and everything else. And I said, well, if they're going to do it online, that might be an option.
Seems like I've been seeing a little bit on that. I belong to several Facebook groups. I don't know if they're around here or not, but it seems like I've seen people mention that they took a test online, and there were some stipulations or something on how you had to do it, but I've never read anything official.
Yeah, roger that. I appreciate it. I'm about to pull in my destination here, so I'm going to go ahead and hop off, but I appreciate the info, and this is K2RCL, and I'll be clear after your final.
RCL, good to talk to you. Again, KO4CKK, this is Mark, and I'm clear.